So my first tip is that you don't always have to follow your passions. Many people who love their work developed a passion for it over time when they started to get good at what they did. But they didn't follow their early passions at the beginning of their careers. My second tip is do more volunteer work. For example, if you're an IT programmer, you could offer to help develop a website for a local charity. Offering your skills, knowledge, and time for free is a great way to fill in a gap in your resume, and it shows potential employers that you've been keeping busy. Now, the next tip will help you get noticed by potential employers. Instead of contacting a company's human resources department and hoping that your resume will make it to the right person, try to find out who the decision maker is and approach him or her directly. That way, your resume won't get lost in a pile of applications. And if you can't find out who that person is, reach out to someone else at the company and let them know that you admire what they do and would love their advice. Ask them lots of questions about their work and company, but don't mention the job. They will probably tell you about the job opening themselves, and you can then find out how to get your application into the right hands. So, on to my next tip, which is, don't focus on your dream job now. If you're at an early stage in your career, remember that entry-level jobs aren't glamorous. So try to think about what kind of job you'll have 5 years from now and focus on developing your skills until then. So my fifth and final tip is consider freelancing. Most people who are unemployed think that they will get back to work fairly quickly, but nothing is guaranteed. So consider doing some freelance work in the meantime. Freelancing is a great way to keep your skills sharp, make new contacts, earn an income, and improve your resume.